Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and get you caught up on the Eagles. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter-Burrell.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Stockyard in Brighton. If it's Thursday, it's the BC Football Show. That's our tagline. Thursday means BC football. You like that?
Absolutely.
Bussing with the boys, Thursday BC football.
No, I'm not into bussing with the boys.
I know you're not, but he's Pete Cronin. I'm John Meter-Burrell, the coach Bill O'Brien, as we another early arrival on Sunday morning, 5:30 off the bus, whatever it was, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But some excellent, I thought, excellent developments. The team fought. Team played hard. Grit, clearly something that you've talked about a lot this year. And there was also some pleasant developments on offense. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, these guys played hard. They fight till the end. You know, we did some good things offensively. Too many turnovers, right? We got to take care of the ball better, especially when our defense takes the ball away. You know, we did not do a good job. One time we did, but other than that, we didn't do a good job of playing complementary football. So we got to do a better job of that, and we got to stop the run better on defense, quite obviously. So, we worked hard on that this week. Guys show up this week. We got great guys, like I've said all along, and, you know, they practice hard.
You guys incorporated quarterback draw. Because Louisville was running a lot of man, running guys off, and it was a great adjustment. I thought you really could be, and what it showed was patience on offense to just to kind of methodically move down the field and take kind of what they gave you.
Yeah, no, did a good job of that. Grayson did a good job. You know, you take a pounding when you do that at quarterback, though. You know, and so, but I got a lot of respect for Grayson. He's a tough guy, and he did a really good job during the game. And thought the there were. You know, a lot of good things that came from the game, but losing's never good. We lost, but, there were some definite positives.
Yeah, I think one of the positives, we talk about it every week now, it's guys are getting better as they gain more playing time.
Yeah.
Kalen Chudzinski's one of them.
Yeah.
Every game, he's been a star in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yep.
Freshman tight end leading all freshmen in receptions for tight ends. So those are the little things that you gotta look at and examine and say, boy, this is a positive.
No doubt. Chud's done a good job. I mean, he's a St. Sebastian's guy. You know, his dad obviously is on our staff. He's a very instinctive player. He's got a great demeanor. He's very confident, but not overly confident. You know, he's got a humble nature to him. He's a great guy to coach, and he tries to get better every day. And there's probably 20, I would say, between 22 and 25 guys in that 25 class. These guys were, you know, they just got here in January that are playing for us. And, you know, that's not really what you're looking for in Division I football, you know, but I think the experience that they're gaining will help us in the future, no doubt.
Well, the injuries obviously force your hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to go to, hey, you're up.
Yeah.
And you've got young kids who are backing up guys who were starters.
Yeah.
They're starters for a reason.
Yeah.
So there's obviously going to be some sort of a discrepancy in terms of their ability, but the learning curve shortens quickly.
Yeah, and you can see the improvement on some of these guys: Marcus Upton, T.J. Green, Omarion Davis, Ashton Cunningham. A lot of these guys are getting better and better. Robert Smith, another guy that played, you know, plays tough. This guy just turned 18 years old, and the Louisville defensive line is very, very good. One of the best that we faced, and he played a hell of a game. Judah Pruitt, another guy that's a young guy. So, you know, there's a lot of young Dawson Pugh at wide receiver. There's a lot of young guys, first and second year players that are playing a lot of football, and I think they're gonna gain a lot from that experience.
So do you get a little wide-eyed action from out of these guys when they get sent
in the beginning? But yeah, these guys have played now. They played, you know, four or five games now. So now they think they're veterans. So you got to kind of hold on now, hold on there, Chief. Not quite a veteran yet, but no, they learn a lot. They're good kids. They're great kids. Fun guys to coach. They, like I said, they show up every day. The team is fighting hard, and it's a fun group to coach every single day. Even though the record doesn't reflect that, but it's a fun group to coach.
Yeah, at practice, we notice a sense of purpose.
Yeah. No, I think so.
You know, no screwing around. Yeah. You're business-like, but a sense of purpose.
Yeah, and I think in this week, you know, I've talked a lot to these guys, and everybody here knows what this rivalry means to Boston College and Notre Dame. I mean, this rivalry started in 1975, but it really started when Frank Leahy left Boston College and went to BC. I mean, I went to Notre Dame. So, you know, it's been a long-standing rivalry of the only two schools – Catholic schools that play Division I football, and I think these guys have an understanding of it. You know, I showed them I don't want to get into all that, but there's a lot of things that there's been a lot of great BC victories over the years, as you guys know. You guys were a part of, I think, pretty much all of them. And so, you know, it's a great rivalry. It's a great college football game. No matter what the records are, you can throw the records out. It's going to be a war on Saturday.
Is this the point where you tell them I got kicked out of the Notre Dame locker room?
Whoa. Why were you in the Notre Dame locker room?
For going into the locker room before the game, because I wanted to see the whole thing. I grew up watching Rudy. I wanted to see where Rudy was filmed. So I touched the sign. I walk out in the field. Luckily,
Rudy. Colleen is a 92 grad of Boston College. As you guys know, Rudy is her least favorite movie of all time.
You do not like Rudy, huh?
No, she can't stand Rudy. And we actually met Rudy in Houston. He came to the Super Bowl one time.
Did you really?
We were at
Rudy Rudiger?
Yeah, we were at a great restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, you know, awesome place that we used to go to. And there was Rudy, and we met him.
That's pretty cool.
And, you know, he was about, you know, 5'2". And there we go.
Hey, it takes all sizes and shapes.
No question.
No, it doesn't. Can't you?
Did he actually play? I still have. We have not.
I mean, he played. Word. Dan Devine put him in there, threw him in there, and
there's some debate.
There's some debate.
As to the validity of his.
Debatable.
But he was. We actually played out there when they were filming Rudy.
Yeah.
And during the game, we looked up in the stands, and all these people had Georgia Tech gear on.
Yeah.
Like, what is there another game today? We're looking around. They were filming Rudy at the time.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I ever coached against Notre Dame was I was a graduate assistant at Georgia Tech, and we played at Notre Dame. Ron Paulus was the quarterback for Notre Dame. We had Joe Hamilton. We had a good football team. That was the first game where they had redone their stadium. You know, they had added some things to the upper deck there or whatever in their stadium, and it was a great atmosphere, and we lost on a last-second field goal. And then since then, I've coached against Notre Dame a few times. When I was at Georgia Tech, we beat them in the Gator Bowl 1998, They came out in warm-ups in their white jerseys, went back in, came out in their green jerseys, and we beat them. So,
it's always good when they come out in the funky jerseys.
Yeah, no doubt.
The green jersey game, no 2002 doubt. Against BC. Yeah.
Yes, that was a knockdown drag-out.
Yes, yeah. So Josh Schott.
Great, knock him out, knocked him out of number one.
Played for me in Houston a little bit.
Yep. Did he? Yep. Yeah. It's look, I think people get caught up in the aura of Notre Dame. I know I did when I was a kid. It was a brand.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I have, like I said this week, I have great respect for Notre Dame. I have great respect for Marcus Freeman. You know, it's a great, you know, this is a great rivalry. It's a great game to be a part of, and tough game on
like
Saturday.
Your line. Yesterday, I was a coach at Notre Dame for 48 hours.
I went there in 2001. I was at Georgia Tech. I signed a contract. I was the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame. I think I was 29 years old, 30 years old, and it didn't last very long.
No,
you can look it up. I'm not going to get into the details.
Yeah,
it was me, Ted Roof. We went out there, and we had a great – we had a – you know, anyways, a couple days – or not even, probably about 36 hours, flew us back to Atlanta. And it was over.
It was all done.
And the next time I went to Notre Dame, I think I went out to work out Will Fuller.
Oh, probably did
about
you really?
15 years later for the draft.
Oh, man. Who was a heck of a player for you.
Yeah, he was.
Well, we look back in history, and the rivalry we always heard from Notre Dame was, it's not a rival until you beat them.
That's right.
And BC did beat them a few times. Yeah. It was a couple of years there where it was always a good game.
Out of 8 years.
Yeah, they had a good run, really good run.
I told Luca Lombardo in the 93 game, David Gordon, you know, kicked the winning field goal. I said, David Gordon will never pay for a beer in Boston the rest of his life.
That's right.
There you go, Luca.
Well, you know, if you get that shot, why not? Take it.
But, no, there's been some great games that you guys know more than I do. You know, you've been a part of these games, and there's been some great games over the years. We just inducted Brian St. Pierre into the Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago, and he was a part of some great BC wins. So, yeah, there's been some great games.
There was the backstory on that win was the year before out there.
That was the Rudy game.
Yeah, that was Lou Holtz kind of rubbed it in. He ran a fake punt when the game was out of reach.
Kind of, yeah.
And Tom Coughlin took offense to that.
Absolutely.
I asked him a year
later. He did.
Notre Dame was coming. He goes, remember the fake punt?
Yeah,
went, of course, they went out there. He thought about it for a year. Yeah. Went out there and beat them. And they were number one in the country at the time.
Yeah. Well, I will fast forward now to this year's team, Notre Dame. You better be on high alert, when they have to punt. Because they like to – they do – they're very aggressive on special teams. They do a great job. So we better be on high alert.
I want to get back to your T.J. Green. You mentioned him. He's a guy that's really flashed. Sent him on a blitz, big play of the game against Louisville. Seems like he has the tenacity you're looking for.
Yeah, no, he's a really good player. He's a nickel. He's a classic nickel. He's tough. He's quick. He's a good blitzer, like you just said. He's got a knack for the ball. He's got good confidence. He's one of those guys that all of a sudden thinks he's a veteran.
Yes.
Easy there to say. No, great guy. Good student. Everything you're looking for in a BC guy, a true freshman.
Yeah.
And he'll be a good player for years to come.
Well, necessity being the mother of invention, I was at practice today and noticed a few guys playing different positions. KP Price in particular, you're bringing him down, playing some linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing that for a few weeks now, Pete, you know, because we play some dime. We call it dime because he's a safety and he's playing linebacker, you know, because we've had some injuries. He's done a hell of a job. He's a warrior. He's a tough guy. He's a safety. So to play in the box and take on, you know, 300-pound guards is a tough chore. But he's been doing that a lot, and I got a lot of respect for KP.
He's putting up some impressive numbers. He's got a great motor. He's very active.
Yeah.
Really intuitive.
Yeah, good leader, captain, and really good communicator.
You know, I could see him putting on 30, being an inside linebacker. No.
In the next level?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, not
here.
I don't think
not
he'll here. Put on 30 in the next, what, two
sure.
weeks?
Bring him over. Bring him over here.
Over a lot of meals in the
stockyard. Bring him over to the stockyard. We'll chop him up.
Couple porterhouses.
Steaks.
Porterhouse. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We got to take a timeout. We have an abbreviated show today.
I know.
Folks.
We got the big hockey game, right?
Big hockey game.
Is it Northeastern?
Yeah, I'm headed over to
I saw Brownie. He was going for his game day jog around the res, and it was pouring rain. I was like, that is a hockey guy right there.
That's a guy.
I love that guy.
That has mental toughness.
No question.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He's definitely focused.
Yeah, he's awesome.
The best.
Yep.
He's the best. But we are off the air at 6:45.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
So we'll be back with more with Bill O'Brien from the Stockyard after this.
Yep.
And welcome back to the Stockyard. BC Football Show. The Eagles take on Notre Dame on Saturday at 3:30, 3 o'clock is our broadcast time. Bill O'Brien, great quote this week from Grayson James. Quote, we're a team full of resilience. Our record doesn't reflect our effort. And I think that speaks to where the team is now from a mental standpoint.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a situation where you have to make a quote like that, but I appreciate Grayson for saying that because he embodies that. He is a great guy. Anyone that watched that game last week, I mean, he took a beating. He took a beating, but he kept coming back, and he's just an awesome guy, you know. And he's got an awesome future, and he's dealing with some stuff right now relative to injury. But you know, he'll be ready to go on Saturday.
they say you learn a lot more about people when things aren't going well as compared to when they are going well. So you're
yeah, that's true.
You learn. I mean, not just your players. I mean,
yeah, the
people around you.
No, I think yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, I think that you know, like I said to you guys, I've been doing this. When you do this long enough, 33 years, you experience all kinds of seasons. You know, you experience seasons where you win a championship, you go, you know, to the Super Bowl, or you go to a bowl game, or, you know, you have some great years, and then there's other years that you don't have great years, and it just, that's the way the coaching journey goes. But you do learn a lot about your players, and you learn a lot about, you know, what you need to do to fix it. And I think we're in the process of fixing things actually right now, and I hope you guys see that on Saturday, because I think we've had a great week. We've had a very physical Tuesday and Wednesday are probably the two of the most physical practices we've had all year. Kind of backed off them a little bit this year, or this today, excuse me, because we got some injury concerns. But Tuesday and Wednesday, these guys were getting after it.
Well, that's even the feedback you're getting from South Bend. They talk about they're making comparisons to the Arkansas game, and they said we're not going to. Arkansas apparently folded their tent at halftime. I did not watch that tape, but they were kind of saying they kind of quit on Notre Dame, and it was we're not getting that from BC this week.
No, they better pack a lunch.
Yeah,
we're going to be there all day.
Which is a testimony to the resilience. Yeah,
we'll be there.
I think it's a good word.
We'll be there all day.
Yeah, it's no question about that. When you turn on the tape and you watch Notre Dame, what do you see?
You know, offensively, Meter, they have two great backs, and they have a huge offensive line that's very physical. They do a great job. They're very well coached. The Carr kid, the quarterback's a really, you know, solid quarterback that makes good decisions. They have some good receivers. Number six, former lacrosse player, Faison, he's really good. Quick, fast, reminds me of the guys we had at the Patriots, you know, Welker and Edelman and those guys. Defensively, they're very, very well coached. You know, they're well coached up front on the defensive line. They do a good job with their pad level, their hand usage. They're not like a big blitz outfit. They're going to bring some pressure, but it's man to man. It's mano a mano, and they're going to make you, you know, they're going to make you earn every blade of grass. And then special teams, like I said, you better be ready, right? They're going to do some different things. You know, when they have to punt, you know, our punt return team needs to be on high alert.
They were talking about confidence at the quarterback position. I was listening to their equivalent to our what we provide here for the fans, and they said the confidence thing is it builds over time, and especially a quarterback. Your quarterback, you get confidence is critical.
Yeah.
How do you do it? How do you build confidence in the moment?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Pete. That's an awesome question that we've talked a lot about this year. You know, you gain confidence by actually doing it. Sometimes, you know, and the best guys that I've ever coached, they had confidence. So even when, you know, things weren't going well, they had a mentality that this is going to get better because I'm going to get better. I'm going to figure this out. The thing about the quarterback position is it's the competitive fire, the juices that you need to play that position, the leadership qualities, the communication qualities, just the competitive nature, not overboard, not, you know, slamming your helmet and yelling at guys. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that the grit, the determination that, you know, hey, yeah, that was a bad play. I'm going to play the next play. That's the key to being a great quarterback and being a field general. That's what you are, and that's, you know, what we're always looking for.
Well, you got a young quarterback. This guy is Notre Dame's a freshman. You got a redshirt freshman. Yeah, or a junior, whatever. But you're trying to bring them along. How do you game plan to give them stuff that's going to give them confidence early in the game?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're trying to make sure that you're doing things within their skill set. That and you talk to them. You know, what do you like? You know, what do you like here in the openers and things like that? And yeah, there's no doubt that you know part of your game plan is making sure you're doing things that they're comfortable doing.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I mean, you just go down – we talked about this last week, but you go down the road, the leap that Drake May has made in the department.
No doubt.
You've watched him. Rabel talks about it all the time. It's not – you know he has the ability. It's the mental game, the mental side of it.
No doubt. Drake May is doing a great job, and it's his – what's his second year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, second year. I mean, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. There's no substitute for experience. you know, these guys, he had a lot of experience last year, some good, some bad. He's got a great coach now in Josh, and Josh doing a great job with that kid. And, yeah, he's on fire. He's doing a great job. So, but that, yeah, that's exactly right. And you gain experience. But I think the other thing about Drake is what I've seen, and I don't know Drake at all, but, like, nothing phases Drake.
Right.
Nothing phases Drake. Correct. And Drake has a fire within him to help the team win. And he seems like a great
Sean teammate. McDonough called a couple of his games. He told us on the podcast, he said, I saw Drake May. You know who I thought of? Andrew Luck. That type of fire, stability, ability.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a pretty good comp for any quarterback.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So, how do you get your guy to play, your guys to play that way?
You know, we just keep coaching them, Pete. Just keep coaching them and talking to them and showing them and giving them that experience. And then, you know, some of it they have to do it. There's some ownership, too. I mean, they got to go out there and do it. They got to go out there and do it. And that's what we coach them to do.
Now, you watch tape. And you pick a lot up because it's on tape. They miss a lot of stuff and they hit a lot of stuff. There's a kind of, you know, if they go through their progressions, they miss stuff. Or on the other hand, are they too early at times?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, sometimes it's very good. I mean, Grayson, if you look at Grayson, you know, he did a great job against Louisville most of the time. He's got to take care of the ball. You know, he turned the ball over a couple times when he got pressured. There was some pressure on him and made a couple bad decisions. But overall, he, you know, for the most part, he makes some good decisions. But those two or three bad decisions can kill you, you know. You know, Dylan, same thing. Got to take care of the ball. You know, sometimes he, you know, whether it's Grayson or Dylan, hold the ball. The ball has to come out a little bit quicker sometimes. We got to coach better. We coach them up every single day, and I think they've improved. You know, they've both improved a lot, and they work very hard. They're in the building all the time, and they're good kids.
The running game seems to be much more prevalent now, not only in play calling, but also the way it's been effective.
Yeah.
Saw that against Louisville again. Jordan McDonald ran well, running very well behind his pads. He's a reliable back. Get Turbo Richard maybe back, factor him in.
Yep, Turbo will be back. Jordan's done a great job. Jordan's a slasher.
Yeah,
no doubt. Jordan's a slasher. He's done a really good job. And, you know, he's got that ability to kind of, you know, contort his body to get through the hole, you know, and keep his feet moving and pick his feet up. And he makes some good runs. And then Turbo will be back. I think he feels a lot better, and he'll be ready to go. And Bo McCormick's gotten better and better. Really like Bo a lot. Broomy's in there, Alex Broom.
Yep.
Got a couple carries. Mekhi Dodd, don't forget about Mekhi Dodd, because he can still play four games and still have a red shirt. So, our running back room is solid.
Jordan, we noticed different style, certainly to Turbo, but he makes holes. Looks like he's downhill and he has a little burst of energy at the point of attack and he runs through tackles.
Yeah, he's tough. He gets his pads down. Tough guy. When you look at him, he's not thick, you know, but he's a tough guy, and you know, he's flexible, and he can pick his feet up, and he lowers the pad. He, you know, knock on wood, he's doing a good job of taking care of the ball, so he's doing a good job for us.
So that's a good tandem, two different run styles, he and Turbo.
No doubt, yeah, definitely different. One's a little bit, you know, more power-oriented, and another one's a slasher. So, no doubt, a little bit different.
And ideally, you'd be able to mix both in and
you
know, you keep everybody fresh.
Yeah, I think these days it's hard to play one back. You know, they take a beating, especially in our offense, what we do this year, trying to pound the ball inside with some of the things we do. So we have to do a good job of making sure we monitor that. Now, last week, Jordan was the main guy because Turbo was out, but this week – it'll be a little bit different because Turbo can play.
Is it safe to say that you've never been around a team with this many injuries?
Yeah, I never have. I mean, you can call it an excuse. I don't give a what you call it. Sorry. But it's the truth. We got 30 guys out. And,
right there with you.
You saw our injury report. I feel terrible about it. But, there's a lot of injuries. Never seen anything like it. I've never been at a place – this year where there's been more concussions. There's been more concussions this year than any place I've ever been.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then, you know, just overall, there's been season-ending injuries, you know, to guys like Anya Nwisi, who we think is going to be a really good pass rusher. He's had ankle surgery. Micah Amedi, a true freshman, one of our better defensive tackles, he's out for the season. Broke his thumb surgery, and many others. A couple guys we might get back this week, but yeah, there's been a lot of injuries.
You can't really put your finger on what the cause.
It is what it is. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, you know what I mean? And sometimes it does. Last year we had injuries, but not like this. And, you know, like, you know, obviously last year, like Donovan and Trapillo and Kendall and all those guys, they were able to stay healthy. Horsley, this year hasn't been that way. Kai Robichaud was a big part of our team last year. He stayed healthy, right? This year, not as much.
I talked to Drew Kendall today. He was at practice.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Great to see him. It was awesome. We had a good talk about it.
He's an awesome guy. Yeah, he's the best. He's a BC guy all the way.
He's developing. He got in the game last week. They were blowing out the Giants. You know how tough it is to even as a rookie to get on the field,
yeah,
especially with that offensive line.
Yeah,
and in Philadelphia, and I said, "What about Jeff Stoutland, your coach, the offensive line coach?" He says he's nuts.
he's
insane, but he's a heck of a coach.
Yeah, great coach. Yeah,
that seems to be a trend with offensive line coaches in the NFL. Yeah. Like maybe offensive line coaches in general.
Yeah, in general. Yeah.
No, but it was interesting to get. You know, he's BC. You're right. He's a BC guy, and he values what he learned from you. I can tell you that much.
He's a great guy. He was an awesome captain. I would say that. You know, him and Donovan were the leaders of the team. You know, they were great captains. And, you know, Drew, I always told those guys I used to meet with the captain. I meet with the captains every Friday. And I used to tell them, man, I wish I had you for more than 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I only had those guys for 1 year. And they were awesome. They were awesome. Yep, no doubt.
Got to give the kids a boost when they see a guy like him come back.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. He's in there working out. He's lifting. He's a lot bigger than when he was here before.
I don't know what they're feeding him down there. Yeah. Steak subs.
Cheese steak subs.
Food
I asked him, have you done the cheesesteak tour?
Food is important. The people at BC know I say that all the time. But yeah, no, he's doing great. He's gotten a lot bigger. He looks in great shape. And obviously his mom and dad are awesome. Dad is a BC legend. And it's just
well, I asked him, what's the big difference? He goes, well, it's all football. I said,
yeah, you don't have to go to class.
I said, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I said, but you're in meetings. Yeah, he goes, yeah, but it's all football.
Carroll School.
It's all football.
Management. Here, you're going to the Sirianni School of Management.
That's right. Yes, the Sirianni School. Luca Lombardi had a good quote on him today about his demeanor.
Yeah, Luca, kind of like Kalen Chudzinski, nothing phases Luca. Luca, there's a lot, and I love Seamus Florio. He's an awesome guy. He's from my hometown. He's done a great job for us.
Yep.
There's not a lot of pressure on the punter. Get out there, catch a snap, launch the ball. There's pressure on the kicker.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's points on the board. There's a lot more pressure. A great special teams coach in the NFL, Brad Seeley, told me that one time. A lot more pressure on the kicker than there is on the punter.
That's correct.
So he doesn't feel that. He goes out there and knock on wood because it's going to be big on Saturday. He goes out there and he makes the kick and nothing phases him. Like nothing. Yeah. We do that in practice, last-second field goals, and nothing phases him. Team has a lot of confidence in him. I would say that, you know, you could go so far as to say he's our most valuable player this year. You know, that's not great on a 1-7 team, but, like, he's a hell of a player.
He's got to be an all-ACC candidate.
Yep.
That's for sure.
I ordained him my favorite last year. I met him in training camp last year. Really liked the kid. Personable, got a little bit of background. Then he had the injury, and whenever I ran into the kid, he was always very, how you doing? Very,
yeah, great,
very engaging guy. And I thought, this kid's got something. He's got a little something extra.
Yeah, I have a lot of conversations with Luca. Luca and I are well connected.
Kindred spirits.
Yeah, an Irishman and an Italian guy.
Happens a lot.
So I asked him the other day, I was like, hey, Luca, what do you think? Range, you know, going into the Louisville game. I was like, what do you think? Outdoors, here's the weather, here's what it's going to be. What do you think, 55? He's like, I made a 67-yarder the other day. I'm like, where? Was I there? No, you weren't out there yet. It was in the fish and, you know, indoors, no, like, 67, like,
sure.
No rush.
Why not? Probably come out flat as a pancake.
Okay, Luca, so, yeah. So when we're in that 60-yard range, okay, Luca.
Can you get it up?
But you know what? That's who he is.
Yeah.
My point is that's a compliment because
he's confident.
Yeah. He's got an awesome demeanor. He's a great kid.
Nothing.
He's been allowed. He's been around a lot of kickers. Weird kickers.
They give off an aura. He doesn't.
No. No. He's part of the team. He lives with them.
I played with Mark Mosley, and he was MVP of the NFL. So of course, he wanted more money.
Yeah.
So they brought in 20 kickers in training camp.
Yeah.
There was an aura. There was a lot of weird stuff going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
He made the team because it's like, okay,
they
kickers. They are different cats.
Yeah. Yes, a little different. We'll come back, give you our Notre Dame keys to the game after this with Bill O'Brien from the Stockyard of the BC Football Show. And welcome back to the Stockyard. Great to have you with us as always. And before we get to the Notre Dame keys to the game, let's just pause to pay reverence to an 18-inning World Series classic.
What a game.
That was 6 hours and 39 minutes. My question for Colleen, who does not have a headset.
You watched it.
Did you watch the entire game?
3 a.m.
You stayed up until 3?
Yep. I didn't.
I knew you didn't. you were blanket.
It was two games. How about Freddie Freeman though? Oh, the guy is clutch, man.
He is amazing.
How about Ohtani?
The best.
But the Blue Jays won last night.
Yes, they did.
They're up 3-2.
I think Blue Jays are going to win the series.
Oh, please, God. Come on, Meter. Please, God, don't let the Toronto Blue Jays win
the series. They're going to win the series. They're going home, Bill.
Oh, it's going to do it for
you.
It's going to be a big international relationship.
I have always hated the Toronto Blue Jays.
Never liked the Blue Jays?
No. Whenever the Red Sox would play in Toronto, I'd watch something else. I just couldn't watch that.
Remember the old stadium they played in? Exhibition Stadium. It was like a football field, a soccer field.
And a big hotel on
Blue Jays.
No, that's the old Sky Dome.
It's real old. Real old.
Yeah. We won't get into that hotel.
Did Clemens, was he pitching for the Blue Jays at one point?
Yeah.
And he looked up at
That's when he pointed up at Duquette. And said, look what left. Yeah, I'll show you if washed up. That's literally said that to Duquette. But, yes, no, that game had everything. The series, series has been.
But hold on, Shohei Ohtani, greatest baseball player ever.
I'll debate anybody on that to the day as long.
Pitches and he hits in the same game in Major League Baseball. That's very difficult.
He reached base 9 times.
That's incredible.
5 intentional walks.
Well, they beat him the other night when he pitched. But
I know it. Oh yeah, I love that. Oh, his pitching.
He throws like 98, and it's moving. Like, and when does he work on that?
The game.
Yeah.
I mean,
he grew up in – did you hear the announcers? He grew up in northern Japan.
Yeah.
Well, there was him and his dad would play catch in the backyard.
Yeah, Oshu, Japan.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's kind of like growing up in, I don't know, the Massachusetts equivalent, Belchertown. I don't know.
Just alienated all the future and people in Belchertown.
There is Massachusetts equivalent.
I'm not sure if Massachusetts has an equivalent.
No, it doesn't.
Either way, he's the best.
That's unbelievable.
He is the best.
Remote.
Yes, right. Remote. There you go, Pete. Go up to Syracuse. There's some remote
Northern town. Northern Maine. Yes. Yeah.
That's where you live. Yes. But
I'll tell you, the other guy that's awesome is Vladdy for the Blue Jays.
Vladdy's killing it.
That guy. He's like their poppy.
8 home runs.
He's their poppy.
Postseason. He is their poppy. And Emmett Sheehan, 2+ scoreless innings.
So you go deeper than I do. You know all that.
Well, that's the BC guy. Where's,
you're like
where's
the guy.
Greg Gillies?
You're
Emmett
like,
Sheehan.
Huh?
Emmett Sheehan, BC pitcher.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I know what you're talking, but you still, you know the whole roster. I know the main
guys. I write
guys.
Stuff down. I'm getting old, Bill.
I know that you got a lot more time on your hands. You know.
How about this quote?
You know the whole Blue Jay roster, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I know, George Springer, Vladdy Guerrero.
Probably think Jesse Barfield still plays.
What was the guy's name? Joe Carter.
Joe Carter. Yeah. See it go. Saw the Sitco sign. Said, see it go.
That's awesome.
This is a great quote. John Schneider, Blue Jays.
I like this guy.
He's hard not to.
Yeah, he's good.
Dodgers didn't win the World Series today after the 18-inning game. They won a game.
That's right. No, he's a
that's,
good guy. He's,
that's a Bill O'Brien like.
No. Do not put me in the same sentence. That guy's awesome.
Good. Yeah, but that's
how you look at it. Exactly.
Yeah.
The moment's not that big.
No doubt. No doubt.
And this is a good opportunity. We shift to Notre Dame now.
Yeah.
Top 12 in the country. They've won 5 in a row. They lost 2 games. But
yep.
I talked to someone today. They thought their secondary is not great.
I'd be careful saying that now. I would not agree with that. They got a corner number 15 who's a pro. He's a great player.
Okay.
They're a great football team. But again, this is a game where you just said it. It's an unbelievable opportunity for our guys.
Correct.
You know, these guys, you got Notre Dame coming in here to our stadium. It'll be a great atmosphere. Our guys are hyped up for it. They had a great week of practice. You can throw the records out. It's that type of a rivalry. Notre Dame has a great team. They've got players all over the map. They got some New England guys. The defensive end Bubakar, he's an awesome player, number 5. They got a defensive tackle from Bishop Hendricken in Rhode Island. He's a hell of a player. They got a right guard from Catholic Memorial. So they got some Boston guys on their team, and they got a good football team, and they're well coached. Marcus does a great job. I know, I don't know Marcus well, but Mike Vrabel and Marcus are buddies, Ohio State connection, and he used to come down to Houston and watch us practice, and he's a hell of a coach. Max Bulla played for me in Houston. He's their linebacker coach, great football coach. It's going to be a great opportunity for our guys, and our guys are excited about it.
You're playing against some pretty stellar, just deep into the season, 2 running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the left hook and the right cross. You know, they both can knock you out.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And they look like they're more of an inside zone type of offense. Yeah. Where like last week against Louisville, they wanted to get outside, get in space. These guys are making plays inside.
Yeah, they can do it all, Pete. These guys are NFL running backs. They're those guys that if they get into the second level. And you haven't made them, you know, stutter their feet at all. It's a train going down the tracks, and you're going to have trouble getting them down. So we got to do a good job of building a wall and stopping a run. And, you know, our guys know that. They're great backs. Their line is very good, very well-coached offensive line. Yeah. So we're excited for the challenge.
All right, we got a minute left. What are your keys to the game?
Special teams, high alert, all right? Every time you go out on the field, you got to – understand what's happening. You got to be dialed in to what the call is and do your job. Offensively, we have to do a great job of gaining yards on first and second down. As simple as that sounds, we cannot be in second and 10. That's not going to be good. We got to stay on schedule. Defensively, we got to do a great job of attempting to stop the run, and that's going to be those are the keys to the game.
He's good running the 1 minute drill. I'll tell you that much. Well done.
Well coached.
Exactly. Get up to the line of scrimmage.
I learned
from
the best. Two guys. I mean, these guys. You guys are in the Hall of Fame of announcers.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Stockyard Hall of Fame, anyway.
I mean, you've only been doing it for 40 years. How many years you guys been doing this?
20 years, man. Oh, speaking of that, before
there's been some good years and some bad years.
Well, correct. We like to reflect on the good ones.
This is to everybody in the room. We're celebrating 20 years together, November 13th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Stockyard.
And we're still talking to each other.
Yes. We are going to have an anniversary party in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir.
So we will remind you of that. But thank you, everybody, for showing up tonight. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Bill, go get them.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Griffin Ward, Justin Turpin, thank you. So long, everybody. We'll catch you Saturday at 3:30. So long for now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.